B-Pod Studios.
Belger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Belger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I didn't really think about last year. It's what happened. It was the same plan. You know, whoever is doubting us, what we did last year, I mean, this year, check what happened last year. We did the same thing.
That was from day two. Last year, everything's last year. He said it at the winter meetings. He said it at the Furkacta writer's dinner. He said it the first day of spring training. He said it yesterday. Refuses to turn the page on last year. That is weird, man. Okay, so your thoughts on that and everything else on a re-entry Monday. Jules in New Hampshire on the Patriots and Josh Rosen. Go ahead, Jules.
What's up, Mike? Did you really compare winning another ring to doing a line of yayo?
Yes, correct. It's an analogy we started last week. You really would have been listening last week to get it, but yes, I did.
No, it's pretty bad. Because, you know, our favorite one is the next one. You know, I'm a Habs fan, and every time these Bruins fans talk to me, I say, talk to me after you got 24 cups.
Oh, you poor Habs fan. Who do you face off again next week? Who do you got next week in the first round?
Hey, ready, Mike? Talk to me when you got 24 cups. And that's what I want.
No. I'm sorry. Who's your first round matchup against again?
I don't have it, but talk to me after I got 24 cups.
Dude, you sound like the Red Sox.
You got knocked out by the Rangers.
No, good job, Jules. Go back 40 years when there were six teams and your regional rights gave you all the good players. Who do you got? Oh, that's right. You're out of the playoffs for the third time in 4 years.
But as far as Brady, okay, build around him. Build around Brady. No matter what we do for the next guy, it's not going to be Brady. It's not going to be him. You know what I'm saying? So just get what we can, and we'll see what happens after that.
Okay,
but I don't want the next guy to suck. That's my point. I know the next guy's not going to be Brady. I'm not delusional about that. I just want them to have somebody that actually gives them a chance to do something. That's all. And right now, they don't have anything remotely close.
I don't like Rosen's face at all. I don't like his face. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Okay, you don't have
I want more rings with Brady. I want more. He's the best ever. It's ridiculous what he's done.
Okay, but
let's live it out 2 more years.
But why just give up? Why just give up on what comes next? We're all going to be hopefully still here. The earth is still going to be spinning on its axis. They're still going to be playing football on Sunday. We've been over this, but I'm stunned. And I think fans have gotten cocky that it's that easy. You know, we'll just get the next guy when it's time.
No, I think it's more that people want to enjoy the time remaining with Tom Brady more than anything else.
Yeah, but Murray, why are those things mutually exclusive? Like, you can do both.
No, you use all the picks to help the best of all time.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. What is this? Go ahead, Billy. Where are the Canadians now? Oh, who do we got this week? Oh, I forgot about this. Oh, poor Montreal. How many championships? How many championships? Oh, 24? When you had six teams. So, wait a minute. I got to hear the stink of your farts like these Celtics fans who won championships when there were eight teams. And the competition were 6'4" white guys named Dolph wearing knee pads and belts. And that's why you have all those banners. Congratulations on the 24 in the 6-team league. Go ahead, Billy. Oh, it's too bad. Oh, I'm going to miss the Canadians. Too bad. That's too bad. That's just too bad. Oh, and you lost on a shootout, too. Oh, that's right. Columbus won in a shootout in a cheesy sort of modern way to kill you. Columbus won in a shootout. Ha, ha, ha. And that eliminated Montreal. Hey, Bruins writers. Hey, Ty, everybody. DJ, where's Claude? Who does Claude got this week? Oh, he missed the playoffs again? Really? He did? No. Wait a minute. Scotty Bowman missed the playoffs for now what? Let me just try and do the quick math. Is that the fourth time in 5 years Claude has missed the playoffs? So the only time Claude has made the playoffs in the last 5 or 6 years, it's something, is when he inherited that good Montreal team at the end of the year. He's missed him every year since, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Billy. Too bad. Yeah. Tough break. Ah, such a tradition-rich team there, caller. 24? Was that? I'm sorry, was that a 4-team league or a 6-team league? Congratulations. Oh, hey, DJ, where's Claude? Where's Claude? Who does he got this week? Oh, that's right. He missed the playoffs again for the fourth time in 5 years. Is that right, Maz?
Yep, correct.
The only time he's made the playoffs in the last 5 years is when he inherited Tyrion's team. Ha, ha, ha.
Michelle Therrien, that bag of crap.
And they lost. And they lost in six.
He's the one that qualified for the playoffs. Klopp took over. They lost a one and done. That sounds familiar. Claude lost again in the first. So Claude has been. Do you remember the caterwauling when they fired Claude Julien from the Bruins people who cover the team? Like, oh, who's going to coach? Before you fire the guy, you should figure out who's going to coach the team, Felger. I don't. My Aunt Millie could coach the team better than Claude based on his track record. Who does it matter who the next guy was? It wasn't Claude. Oh, my God. They missed the playoffs. Claude missed the playoffs again? Thank you for reminding me. Oh, that's that's too bad. Yeah, nice guy. Good guy. Good guy. I like Claude, too. As a person, good dude. Can he coach? I don't know. Who has a job when you miss the playoffs in the NHL 4 out of 5 years? And the fifth, the year he, quote-unquote, qualified, he took over a team that was in first place, I think. That was Michelle Therrien's qualification, not Claude's. Oh, it's too bad.
I could tell that was pent up, huh?
Oh, no. Oh, I meant to schedule that. I forgot all about it. Thank you for the caller for taking me there. Montreal fan.
And does he have like 3 more years on his contract?
Oh, keep counting your championships in the 3-team NHL or whatever it was. That's great. You beat like 2 teams a year. Tremendous. That's great.
And they had the territorial rights to every player in Canada, for crying out loud. Ontario, anyway.
Oh, it's always a great day. Always a great day when Montreal's eliminated. Always. I have only one sporting goal the rest of my life, and that's for Montreal never to win another cup. I'm 49. I hope I can make it, I don't know, 35, 40 years, something along these lines. If they never win a championship, that I will die a happy man. I will die. I don't even want my teams to win. I just don't want them to. If they don't, the Brewers, Bucks, the Packers, they don't have to win another thing. They don't have to win another GD thing. The Bruins don't even have to win. Just so Montreal doesn't. And I'll die a happy man. But they're well on their way. Just keep Claude. Oh, but he speaks French. That's right. You idiots up there. You care what language your coach speaks. It doesn't. Does he suck? It doesn't matter. He speaks French, so throw him in there, you morons. Oh, I love that. That's the best part about Montreal.
They trade P.K. Subban because he thought he was bigger than the team.
Oh, you're not bigger than us. We have 24. Idiots. Never mind, it was a 6-team league, and they handed us the best players for decades. No, we've won 24, so no one's bigger than us. Oh, idiots. No, but here's a good idea. Hey, Montreal, we have a coach who could actually, qualify for the postseason. Maybe, here, we're going to give you a coach that could win you a cup. The problem, he doesn't speak French.
No, we will not. We do not do that. We don't know. No.
You idiots. You morons. You morons. Keep signing the coach just because he speaks a certain language. You idiots. Oh, it's so good. He can do a bilingual press conference, though. So great. There you go. There you go. But the Bruins writers, where are you folks? 4 out of 5 years. Really 5 straight, because the fifth doesn't count. That was Therrien's playoff year. Good Lord. Oh, that's so fun. Oh, I enjoy the crap out of that. Stephen Holbrook, go ahead on the Bruins. What do you got?
What's up, guys? Well, I'll tell you what, Felger, you make me laugh. I thought I'd have laughed out, but Jesus Christ, after that, that's pretty good. I'm with you on that boat. Montreal.
Suck it.
So I was initially about to ask you about what you think about the youth of the Bruins and what you think that how they're going to fare as far as how they're going to go in the length of the playoffs. And as for that goes, again, I would like to add on Ms. Nezarelli. You the man.
Okay, Steve. The youth, you know, who are we talking about? Because all their quote-unquote youth has experience now. All these guys are in the playoffs last year. They all were. DeBrusque, Heinen, Pastrnak, you know, they've all got a couple series now under their belt.
And DeBrusque was good right out of the gate.
McAvoy, you name it. They've all, so it just eyeballing it, if you know, this Carson Kuhlman, I think that'll be his, it will. It'll be his first playoff series, so okay. Keep an eye on him. He's never been there before, never done it before.
I mean, would you say Carlo a little bit?
Carlo's first playoff year. Fair, right? I mean, he got hurt each of the last 2 years, so he never saw postseason action. But really, the Bruins' youth now has been there.
Yeah, no, it's time for these guys to make a step. It's time for them. Now, again, if it ends up being Tampa in the second round and they give them a run but lose, like, I can live with that. But you know, they can't. If it's a repeat of last year, that's no good. What good does that do?
Exactly. I'm with you.
No, this thing has to elevate. It's got to keep going forward, especially with Krejci giving the Bruins the kind of year he's given them.
Can't lose in the first, and you've got a really challenge in the second. That's it. We'll see. Win or lose. And I want to see what kind of team Tampa goes on to become. To me,
If you lose to Tampa and then Tampa loses in the next round, I don't give you credit. I don't give you credit for losing to a better team. To me, the only sort of face-saving if they lose to Tampa is Tampa goes on and wins a cup and sort of validates itself as an all-time team. It looks.
I still don't know why that's relevant.
Because, to me, it is. And because we went through this. When I look back at some of the Bruins' losses in history, when they lost in the finals in 88 and 90, you lost to the Oilers, who won 4-5, or whatever it is. That was an all-time team. They were better than you. I get it. When you lost in the conference finals to Pittsburgh in 90 or 91, whatever year that was. That was Jagr and Lemieux and the Penguins. They won a couple straight. That was an all-time team. I get it. You lose. You lose the Habs in the late 70s. I'll give the Habs those. When it was a real league, that was an all-time team. Fine. You lost to a better team. If you lose to a Tampa team that proves to be a modern-day version of the San Jose Sharks, no, you get no credit.
Okay, but who said anything about the San Jose Sharks? What if they lose to Washington? Washington wins a cup.
Same thing.
Tampa, I'm talking about. If Tampa,
I see.
The Bruins beat Tampa, Tampa loses to Washington, Washington wins a cup, that's the Bruins' fault?
Yep.
No, it isn't, please.
Yep.
Oh, come on, that's asinine. That's asinine. You yourself have said all year long Tampa's better than the Bruins.
Right, but...
So now that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to me if they can be had. I mean, in other words, maybe they're not a great playoff team. I mean, this Tampa team has not proven itself to be a great playoff team.
Agreed.
So if they never prove themselves to be that, and you have a chance to beat them and you don't beat them, I'll hold that against you.
But they're still better than the Bruins.
So?
What do you mean so? That doesn't count? They're not going to be favored in the series? You don't think they're a favor over the Bruins?
Yes, they will be a favorite over the Bruins.
Significant favor?
Yeah.
But if they beat the Bruins and then lose on the way to the Cup, that's the Bruins' fault.
I mean, I don't know why you can't understand this.
Oh, I understand it perfectly. I just don't get it.
If you don't lose to a championship-caliber team, then I'm sorry.
No, but championship caliber and championship are actually two different things.
Not in my argument. Not in my argument. Tampa has to go on and win a championship for me to go back and say, okay, you lost to them. Fine. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, I don't feel that way. I mean, to me, it's, they need to give them a run. They need to be on the same level. And then if they don't lose, that's fine.
If they don't win,
that's fine.
If Tampa's vulnerable and you don't take advantage of it, then I'll hold it against you. If they're invulnerable, if they're just impenetrable, the best team by far, by a wide margin, then that tip of the cap, it's an all-time team. You ran into them in the wrong year. But if they're vulnerable and you don't take advantage, I'll hold it against you. But I don't know why we're talking about the second round. There's no guarantees you're going to get out of the first. You still got the Leafs. We continue with your thoughts on a reentry Monday. Do I have a Robert Kraft thought of the day coming your way next?
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
B.O.B. Boob.
Oh, my God. Isn't that Bob?
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, quick craft thought of the day. First of all, Murray, you've been reporting this in your updates. Tomorrow's opening day for the Red Sox, and as usual, the Patriots are going to show up, presumably with their 6 Super Bowl trophies.
Correct.
Not enough for you, but 6.
Yep, need a 7th and 8th.
But it's more no but who's not going to be there. Reportedly, Robert Kraft, Tom Brady, and Bill Belichick are not going to be there.
That is correct.
What's the point of the Patriots going without Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? And I'll put Robert Kraft on the list, I suppose. We got Matthew Slater's going to walk out there with the trophy.
Hey, guys.
Seriously.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, but you know who's going to be the featured guest.
Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
But either way, so what's up with this? What do you think's going on with this? Has anyone offered an explanation?
I'll give you mine, John. No, John.
Well, before I get yours, has the team, any reporters, has anyone said there's a reason why Belichick, Kraft, and Brady are not going to be there?
I haven't seen any of the cartel tweet about it or report on it or anything like that, no.
Okay, why are those guys not going to be there? What do you think?
Well, John Henry owns the Red Sox, correct?
Yes.
John Henry also owns the Boston Globe, correct?
Yes.
It's the same newspaper that's looking to make sure that Robert Kraft, the rub and tug video is made public, correct?
Yeah, well, one of many, yes. Yeah.
I want to see it, and so does Linda.
So they're one of these papers that wants to see the tape out there. If I'm Robert Kraft, I say, screw, I'm not showing up to this. And I hope it rains out, too. So that's Robert Kraft's, I would think, his excuse or the reason for him not showing up.
So,
and then the other two.
So wait a minute. He's the one that went to the massage parlor twice in like 16 hours and paid for sex. And he's going to start blaming everybody else and go scorched earth on everybody else?
Yeah. I have no problem with pettiness. You know, while he did it, and I wish they would cop to this so this whole stupid thing would go away, if I'm him and I know that one of the papers in town is wants to see the tape released, because, again, I want to see it, and so does Linda, I would say, no, I'm just showing up to your stupid home opener, and I hope it gets rained out. So screw. And then the other two, well, Brady, I think it's already, you know, pretty obvious. He's standing in solidarity with the owner because that day the news came out, right? He's on the plane with him and Giselle. So I think that's why Brady doesn't show up, or maybe he's overseas or something, still on vacation. And then Belichick, I'd like to think, is working out players that he's looking at that he wants to draft.
Or he's getting a breast reduction.
We're going to stop with that.
Look, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's...
Is this a Globe thing? Is this a Sox?
I would hope not. Of course it is.
I would hope not.
That's just ridiculous.
So, look, the only one that I sort of get there, because the Red Sox had to tell them this a long time ago, right? I mean, this isn't new. For crying out loud, they won the World Series in October. They knew they were going to open. I know the Patriots won the Super Bowl in February. So, fine. But even so, like, you want to tell me Kraft doesn't want to show out of, you know, the public spectacle of it? Fine. No issue. I get no problem with that. Like, he doesn't want to show up in Fenway Park at the risk of being booed or whatever. Fine.
He wouldn't get booed.
I'm just saying, if that's what it is.
Whatever. He's laying low.
Right.
I get it. Right.
Right. That's fine. But one of the other two or both should be there. Like, Brady in particular. Brady's been there in the past. But this is now Brady's new thing, right? He doesn't do anything during the offseason.
So he was there last year.
Unless he's paid for it.
Or he was there. Was he there last year?
No,
what was the year he was rolling around with Gronkowski behind second base?
2 years ago, because last year they didn't win the Super Bowl.
Oh, I forgot. It just feels that way, doesn't it? You're right. So that, okay.
Would have been 2017 opening day.
So he was there the last time they were there, is what I mean to say.
Yeah, was.
That was before he, you know, threw a hissy fit about over the Guerrero thing.
Are we still in the hissy fit stage? I thought the hissy fit was sort of over.
No, I'm just telling you that you know, he modified his whole approach.
All
after
I'm
that.
Saying is, show up. Why are you not showing up for that? I mean, those are great moments. Those are completely unique Boston moments. No one else can do that because no one else wins like us. Like you. Fine. No one else wins like you.
I can already tell you how they're going to spin it.
In Montreal, they have to pretend that they still win. They haven't won in 20-something years. No one wins like this. And so now you get to bring out all those trophies as one and celebrate them with Brady and Belichick and the whole thing. It's a great moment. Those are great days. And they're not going to show up because the owner's on scorched earth because he's the one that went for the rub and tugs, like you said. Like, that is
ridiculous.
The Globe's
been equally petty, though, in some of the investigative reporting they've done on the Patriots. And you know, they are. It's biased.
Like, how?
Oh, they with the way that they ended up looking at Brady's money. With
the charity thing?
The charity thing.
That was a legit story. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it seems a little bit petty. They don't end up looking at David Ortiz in that same kind of thing.
Well, that's fair. Fine.
So, I just think, look, I think it's pettiness on both parts here. And in Robert Kraft's case, I'd be a little bit pissed if I knew, oh, what, you want the tape out there? I'm not showing up.
Oh, my God. So what then? So wait, when he does come off his suspension, presumably he's suspended, and they want to do one of these, you know, that obligatory shot of him up in the press box, basically an Orchids of Asia session, you know, with the Kraft family in the middle of every game, when they put him up there, is he going to say, Nope, don't show me. I don't want my moment because you requested the tape. He's not going to do that. That's ridiculous.
I told you, I'm okay with Kraft not being there. In some way, I want to say it's smart. Lay low.
No.
But the other two?
If he's laying low, fine. If it's some sort of organizational thing that we're going to get back at the Globe / the Red Sox.
Well, it's pathetic.
Because they're doing their jobs and requesting a public information piece that they should request, everyone should request, if you're doing your job. That's a joke. When Robert was the one who walked in there of his own volition, twice? Oh, come on.
Belichick, though, just because you said the other two should be there, if we're a few weeks away from the draft, I'd like to think that Bill's doing his due diligence looking at players right now. He shouldn't be there.
Okay. So, I mean, again, everyone will come up with some sort of excuse. And they will spin it, by the way they will spin it. Well, you know, it was a chance for Gronk to say goodbye to the fans. That's what they're going to say.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, but that's how they're going to spin it. Do you believe it?
Well, you know what? if you're going to make a statement, and again, I'm sort of yelling at someone for someone I have no idea why they're going to be there or not. I mean, you put that idea in my head.
That's what we do.
That's some sort of payback. But, you know, if it is, then say it. Be a man. Say why you're not there. Like these people that skip the White House and then won't say anything. Like, if you're going to make a statement, make a statement.
No, passive aggressiveness is the American way.
Good job, Murray. Meanwhile, Kern, NBC Sports Boston, wrote over the weekend, the truth will set Kraft free and end the Orchids Day Spa drama. He wants Robert Kraft to go full Bezos, meaning Jeff Bezos from Amazon. Bezos, who was carrying on an extramarital affair, was being blackmailed by the National Enquirer and said, screw this, and came out and told everybody the details before the Enquirer could blackmail him or release it themselves. And so what Kern is saying to Kraft, do the same thing. Fold your tent, Robert, and go Bezos. Bezos?
Bezos.
Go Bezos. He says, again, as I just mentioned, Bezos short-circuited the National Enquirer's saber-rattling that it would release embarrassing images if he didn't acquiesce to their demands by laying his cards on the table and saying, here's what's going on, everyone. So Kern says Kraft should do the same thing. By Kraft explaining what's on the video, laying bare the whole scenario will serve to make the eventual release of the video anticlimactic. Be an open book. Spare the family. Spare the region. Stop the drip, drip, drip of daily coverage with the tourniquet of truth. He says, then if you want to fight the legal system, fine, but do so without playing the victim or having others try to paint you as such. And ask your friends not to do the same because it doesn't help. And oh, by the way, if you're not showing up to opening day, and again, your organization's not showing up to opening day because of that, that's playing the victim. Like you're unfairly targeted or something. Would you please stop with this? Kern writes that Kraft says he did nothing illegal. Explain that. And then leave it to the prosecutors to decide whether the case, which is now toothless because Kraft took the bite away from the sensational aspects of it, needs to go on and on and on. So that's what Kern's advice is. I think it's good advice.
Haven't we felt this way basically from the beginning?
Okay, but so Kern wants him to, again, when Kraft says he did nothing illegal, explain that. I've told you what the theory is and what, and again, the New York Post has reported most of this. But so I want to ask you, if this is what the story is, and I think it might be something along these lines. When he went in day one, he didn't know what he was getting. He had a sore back. They were booked up at the Breakers. Robert couldn't get a massage in Palm Beach. So he had to drive about 25 minutes north to this place to get a massage. This is the story. And when he got there, he was getting a massage, didn't know what was happening. They flipped him over and whoop, whoop. Okay. He leaves. They realize who he is. They call him overnight and say, we'd really love to see you again. Come back. He comes back. And the next day, there's no massage. It's right to it, but it's a date. He was invited. He didn't solicit anybody. They called him. Okay. So is that technically soliciting prostitution? I don't know. Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like he was invited. And that's what he did. And if they have phone records to back it up, and that's the story. And that's a real story. Let's just call it a real story. The first part about him not being able to get a massage in Palm Beach is, wow, that's a stretch. But anyway, if you can legally make that fly, that he was went for a legit massage day one, was invited day two, and those hundreds that he was passing out, he's just a generous guy and a good tipper, and that's just what he does. And that's the story. How does that fly?
It doesn't. I wouldn't do it. It doesn't. As you're telling the story, I say, no. Because, again, I don't find that believable. To me, that...
Which part?
Most of it. Like, the idea that he... Particularly the idea that he went in, didn't know what he was going to... I don't buy it. I
so
don't.
That he didn't know what was coming on day one.
Yeah. Like, I the whole thing just strains plausibility. I'm sorry. You can believe that if you want. Now, you want to tell me that legally that could float?
Do you think he was paying for sex?
Yes.
Okay, me too. Did he solicit it?
I don't know, and I don't care. But that story is a bad PR move. No. Again, this goes back to what he should have done at the beginning, Mike. So, and I understand what Kern is saying. He wants, you know, tell us why it wasn't illegal. First of all, they never should have said what they said at the beginning. Okay, that's number one. The spokesman for Kraft never should have said he didn't do anything illegal. Okay, because then that just gets everybody's back up right away. Like, what are you talking about? We have you on video. Okay, so that's number one. What he should have done from the beginning was admit vulnerability and a mistake. That's what he should have admit. I made a bad decision. And you don't have to get into the details. The world doesn't need to know the details.
Okay, so there's your craft update. What's tomorrow about? Someone, can we endeavor? Can we endeavor? And if the crafts are really holding that against Henry and the Globe and the Red Sox by extension, let's hear that. Be a man. Tell us what your problem is and why you're doing it. But no, passive aggressiveness is the American way, Murray?
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
I want to see it.
Here's Murray's update. Your phone's on everything, I promise, right to you after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Marker board.
You're listening to Felger.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kyrie, it felt like this game had a little extra juice in it. It was game 80, but was this like a playoff atmosphere out there?
It was sort of like that, but we know how, I know how loud this building gets, during the playoffs. So it had that feel tonight, but, we just want to come out here and compete. Obviously, home court advantage is out on the line, and we just want to come out here and really play well for one another. And I think we did a great job of that tonight.
So there's that Kyrie cut the caller was talking about before. I. Now we all know what it's, I know what it's like. On that case, I'll give him a little bit of a break, though. The Celtics haven't played in Indiana in the playoffs the last couple of years. Cleveland probably has, so he was probably clarifying to be entirely accurate.
Yeah, I don't give him the benefit of the doubt on that one. I still think this is born out of the I've won a championship and you haven't kind of thing. That's what I think.
That's the tone of it for sure anyway. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt. Screw that.
Everything on the board, as mentioned. Billy and Braintree on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Billy.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this whole roast of Alex Cora. I hate to say it. I kind of agree with you. I'm an Alex Cora fan. But I really think if you take a step back, there was really no way to avoid the World Series hangover talk with the mess of an 11-game West Coast road trip to start
that's
the season.
That's not true. Billy, I mean, you could shoot down questions easily. Well, we're not talking about last year. Last year's last year. We've turned the page. We have to reestablish ourselves. You just say it on day one.
You get the ring. You got. I think it's just a different kind of season in the MLB. You got, NFL, Bill Belichick obviously knows how to do it. The NBA talks changes about whatever's going on in an hour, in a second. But in the MLB, you got a 162-game season. So next thing you know, you're waiting until the 12th game of the season to get rings. And
okay, so let me stop you. I mean, that's fair. Like, that is a difference in Major League Baseball. In football, you get the rings in the offseason. And you don't, screw on opening day with your rings from last year. But Bill would never allow that in the first place. I guess baseball's a little different. So does every team do that, get their rings on opening day?
Usually.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what everybody, but you don't get them on the road. Typically, you do them in front of the home fans. But here's my point. I don't care.
It's just symbolic.
I don't care. I don't care when they get them, how long the road trip is. I don't care about any of that. Too bad.
I've never seen a coach
tough break
or a manager not turn the page and say we have to reestablish ourselves. And Alex Cora refuses to do it. He did it on the first day of spring training. In the first day of spring training, he says, do we really want to turn the page? And then yesterday, he said turning the page doesn't make sense for us because we can go to our memory bank. What coach or manager comes off a championship and says, no, we don't have to reestablish anything or turn the page. We actually just going to go into the bank from last year. Like, like every year is created equal. It's insane. I've never heard anyone do that.
No, it's asinine. And look, tell me, has there ever been a team other than the biggest hangover ever would have been the 2005 Red Sox.
Correct.
They started the year 2-2 on the road. 2-2. Okay, so like all of a sudden 3-8's okay? What the hell is wrong with you people? 3-8's okay. Like, how about if they had come home 6-5, totally acceptable. That's all, wouldn't have taken much. But 3-8 is now okay? What the hell is wrong with people?
Who says it's okay though?
I'm just saying the people defending them on the schedule. Well, they had to wait to get the rings. I don't care what the circumstances were. They knew that opening day was on the 28th or whatever the hell it was. They knew they were opening on the road. They knew they weren't getting the rings until 2 weeks in. And it was okay to just go out and go through the motions for the first 11 games. That's okay. Like, that's all explainable. No! No, it's not. I'm sorry. No, it's not. It's not explainable. It's not acceptable. The season starts, you're expected to play. And I'm the a-hole.
Yes, pretty much. More of your calls right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We'll be okay. You know, I think everybody in here understands that. And we just got to take it one game at a time, just like we did last year when we won 108 games and 119 on the season and we're World Series champions. So we just need to get back home and our fans will remind us how good we are.
I know it's a few days away, but what type of reaction do you think you guys will get?
Cheers. I hope. You know, I don't think anybody's ever gotten their World Series rings and gotten booed, so I think we'll get cheered.
Yeah, two parts to that one. Has anyone ever gotten booed getting their rings? I don't think it's a boo day. It's not a booable day. It's not. Bad start. Likeable team, though. They're not going to get booed. But that first part, again, that first part, they can't help themselves. The manager set the tone. It's all about last year. It's all about last year. We'll be okay. Everybody in here understands that, said Price, just like we did last year when we won 108 and 119 on the season and we're World Series champions. You're no longer champions. It resets. You're not champions anymore. You didn't win 119 games. This Red Sox team has won three.
Oh, no. They got it all figured out over there. They got all the answers. No, who's, really. They're good. Don't worry about it. Yeah, they could start out 10 and 30. They're good. Don't worry. All set. No problem.
Sound like an owl over here. Who's the last team to win the World Series?
That'd be you, David.
Who's won it since?
Nobody.
So shut up, bitch. We're the World Series champions.
It's starting from the manager. I've never seen anything like it. Let's go back to the phones. Billy, if we could, Bob in Needham on the Celtics. Thanks, Kristen. Bob in Needham on line five. Go ahead, Bob. What do you got?
Yeah, Felger, I want to talk to Murray, but I'll get to you first. About that Montreal rant, by the way, did you sneak off to the bathroom and do a line yourself? You were a little too amped up about how much you hate them. You sounded, with that laughter, it was crazy. But on the subject of the Celtics, Murray, why are they gutless? They're talentless. They lost their best player, and they're still in the playoffs, and they play hard every night. The gutless ones are the Celtics, who have a ton of talent and seem to be disinterested half the time. And literally, you don't know which team you're going to see one night from the other. They're the gutless ones that you called Indianapolis gutless. Why are they?
I just want to stand corrected here. I still don't believe in the Celtics until further notice. I didn't call the Pacers gutless. I said they were talentless. Without Victor Oladipo, they're nothing. That's been proven. I think that was proven again on Friday night. They have played good team basketball. That only goes so far in the regular season. I was starting to believe, shame on me, a little bit too much. Miles Turner has been a problem for them in the paint before, the Celtics. But, I don't know, Friday proved, and they didn't get their best effort. Not my words, Brad Stevens after the game on Friday. But they're just not good enough. They're not. If you watch these last couple of games, here's something else that backed up that they aren't good enough, the Pacers. They're 0-10 in their last 10 road games. They can't win on the road. They should get swept. They should lose in five games tops to the Celtics, so I can't take them that seriously, the Celtics, until the second round when they have to actually play a real team in Milwaukee.
So there's your reset. I keep asking these guys, are the Celtics showing you anything? You have any more belief than you previously did that they have a chance to go on a run in the postseason? And Murray is giving me no movement.
Nope.
Even though now you have them basically in the second round automatically.
Yeah, they're there.
So isn't that movement from where you were before?
No. I'm not going to give them credit playing a terrible opponent in the first round. No.
Okay. I think they have a real chance to go on a run. I do. If I were handicapping Celtics-Milwaukee right now in the second round, I might pick the Celtics. I just might.
And I think whether it's flipping a switch or whatever, or maybe just getting here, and now their talent's healthy and they're built better, and they're more complete team, and more good players are deeper than Milwaukee, that's just going to come through, because that's what comes through in the playoffs. I think the door is ajar on that team. And I just find it surprising you're not giving him any more of a chance than you would have 3 weeks ago. But, oh well, so there's the reset on the Celtics. We've got let's go to Will in New Hampshire, Billy, if you could, on line one for me, Billy. Line one, Will in New Hampshire, you're up next on the Josh Rosen conversation. Hi, Will.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
First, real quick, how big of a set does Kyle Guy have? Did you guys see that?
No, I have no idea.
Unreal,
what you're about.
Unreal pressure. Second, with Rosen, I think the Pats should go for Rosen. I mean, this is our one chance to get a top of the draft talent, and he's cheap. Give him a shot. He'd be number one on the board coming out this year.
Would he be number one on the board? And the guy you mentioned was the Virginia player who hit those three free throws.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. As far as quarterbacks are concerned, yeah, Rosen would be.
He would be the number one guy on the board?
As far as quarterbacks, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, I'm not convinced of that.
He'd be ahead of Kyler Murray? Would he really?
I think so. Because of the size factor with Murray, I think that there's some teams that still hold that against him because he's short. So, yes, I think that Rosen, he's, you know, a prototypical size. He has more of that as a quarterback.
Rosen went 10th last year, though, right?
Yeah, but there was talk of him going in the top three for like a good month and a half.
Listen, if they liked him, I'd be disappointed if they didn't go get him because they didn't like the price of, what, a second-round pick or something? That would piss me off. But if they don't like him, if their own scouting says, no, he's not the guy, then don't go get him. To me, I'm with the caller in terms of going and getting the next guy, getting him now, and starting him in on the playbook and the system, and you know, let him get some Bill Belichick rub off there for a couple of years, all that stuff. I'm totally into that. But they got to believe in the guy. I'm not just going and getting anyone because he was drafted high. I'm not doing that. I'm not telling him to go get Paxton Lynch because he was drafted in the first round. The guy's got to be able to play, and they got to like him.
I like the profile of him in that he's a young quarterback that's in a bad organization and hasn't had good coaching.
Exactly.
So give it a shot. Like, if you tell me there's someone else out there that you like that fits that profile, then I'm a yes on him, too. I was a yes on A.J. McCarron, for crying out loud. Give me a young guy who hasn't really hit his potential, and I'm in.
On line three, Billy, we have Pat and Seacock on the Bruins here on a reentry Monday. Everything's on the table. Hi, Pat.
How's it going? I'm just talking about the Bruins. I think Marshawn, if he gets his game going, I think he's going to make the Bruins all of that Stanley Cup face off with the San Jose Sharks. And Bergeron does his thing. Same as well.
Okay, Marchand's the most important player on the team?
He might be. He's one of them.
You think so?
I mean, I think Rask is more important. I think there were others I'd put ahead of Marchand. But you know what?
So take out the goalie. Who would you put ahead of Marchand?
Maybe Krejci.
Yes. Agreed 100%, Krejci. Absolutely.
And I think McAvoy's a huge guy in the playoffs. If McAvoy plays badly, they're going to have problems. So, like, you know, to me, they're going to need a good series or good run out of McAvoy. But Marchand's in the top five. I mean, Marchand, given the reliance on their first line to score, if Marchand goes out and has one of his, you know, Chicago series from 6 years ago, and that's a long time, but then they're in trouble. They need their best players to produce.
Line four, Billy, Derek in the car on the Patriots. Hi, Derek.
Hi, how you doing? I was just calling in. I want to throw a speculation on the table and want to see what you guys think about it. I know that the Patriots are against the salary cap this year and they're kind of planning for next year. I honestly think that they're planning to, you know, have Brady come in another year and Belichick's going to stay. They'll draft a quarterback, and in doing so, with as much control the owners have of the team, I think that they're going to go all out next year with their new salary cap and basically just stack up the team and get one more Super Bowl for Brady and Belichick, and wanted to see what you guys thought on that.
I think that would be dumb.
I love it.
Dumb. So for the next 10 years, we're just going to whatever?
Yeah, I'll figure it out then. What? But no. For next year, yes, more.
No.
Murray, they have 6 picks in the first 102. You're telling me it would be stupid to take a quarterback with any one of those 6?
Yep. How's that going to help Brady next year? Nope. I need defensive linemen. Need maybe a safety. Definitely need wide receivers. Certainly need a tight end. Need a left tackle. Yep. How many picks have I already rattled off there? 5?
We
need a kicker too. They haven't signed a kicker yet.
No. Let's just change the name of the organization. It's the New England Brady's, right?
Well, I'm into that too.
Okay. No, it's all about the quarterback. I mean, let's just do everything we can. Let's just pull our pants down and grab our ankles for the quarterback. Do everything possible to keep the QB happy.
I'll pay the ticket price for that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll put me over a barrel.
Tom in traffic on Kraft not going to Fenway tomorrow. What do you think of it?
Listen, I know you guys avoid talking politics like Claude avoids accountability, but I can't believe that you haven't talked about the Battle of the Billionaires, which is in the city. Henry hates Kraft. Kraft is not playing the victim. If you were to say one sport in this city defines Boston, what sport city is this?
It's now a Patriots town.
It's a football town now.
Yeah, it's a football city. And who owns the Globe? Go back 10 years. He's been putting, you know, comrade Shank Shaughnessy and Trollin Volin writing articles about the fall of the Patriots for 10 years. And then finally he hears that he wants to get this video that he's literally going to court to get just so he can throw it in his face. No chance he's going to go, and no chance he should. And that's not being petty. And if it is, I don't care.
Then you don't care, sounding like a complete baby. What a baby. Aw, Shaughnessy said we were tomato can game and Trollin Volin. What a child. Why do you even bother? Why don't you just go to the kids' table and, you know, your PatsFans.com and Barstool Sports and, like, why do you even bother? Why do you even bother consuming that if that's what you need, a child? And if the Patriots aren't going because of that stuff, it's childish. The Globe's doing its job. It's doing its job by requesting that video, as every news organization should.
Yeah, but you know that pain-in-the-ass rabble-rouser, Bob Holler, pissed off Brady with the thing, that article from a few years ago. Remember, they got banned from the Best Buddies event over at Harvard. Was it now 2-3 years ago, whatever it
okay,
was?
Okay, but Brady's been... But I think Brady's been to the Red Sox subsequent. Didn't he? I mean, how did that all time out? They went 2 years ago.
No, I think that's right. I think Brady's been there since.
All right, but still... So maybe this is by extension, this is has to do with Kraft, too, and I don't know. Like, I can understand it. I do think that there is pettiness between the owners. And
well, that's what that is. It's being petty.
Yeah.
It's being petty.
Yeah.
Blaming someone else because you walked into the massage parlor twice?
Well, why do you got to see the tape, Globe?
Because they're journalists, and that's the deal. You go for the video. We should. You think the Beasley Media Group should join that lawsuit down there in Florida?
No.
Well, we're a radio station, so I would say no.
The video is sort of not, well, but we do have web stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think we should go down there?
No.
No.
We carry the games. We have to protect our business interests.
No, so we have to admit that we're on the dole, that we're on the take.
No, I would let someone else get the video and then put it on our site.
Okay, so we're admittedly on the take. Fine. Okay. But the these news organizations, it's their job to go get that video, Murray. It's their job.
Yeah.
But it's like...
I don't like busybodies. And they're being busybodies in this case. And if I'm Robert Kraft, I say, screw, I'm not showing up. I don't blame him. I'd do the same thing.
So bad. It's so bad. I mean, it really is. He's the one that walked in there twice.
Yeah, and don't kid yourself. Henry might dislike Kraft. The dislike goes both ways on that one. And this predates, this goes back a long way with the Patriots and Red Sox.
But again, do we know? Like, I'd be curious if the team just comes out with some sort of phony excuse, why Brady's not going to be there. Kraft, I get. Lay low, I understand. That makes sense. Brady and Kraft? Belichick and Brady?
Brady should be there.
For the first time ever? Like, aren't they there almost pretty much every year after they win it?
Yep.
Belichick should be working. Again, a couple of weeks from the draft, he should get a pass. Brady? I don't know. he should probably be there.
Seriously, he definitely should be there.
When the owner walked into the place twice, he wasn't entrapped. He wasn't forced to go there under gunpoint. He went there.
No, Mike. It was remember the police work in that thing was unlawful.
Seriously.
They put cameras in there illegally, and they illegally pulled them over.
This is why people hate the Patriots. I mean, really, it is. It's because you guys can be kind of hateable. Here's Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.